I said, no, je suis de la Nouvelle-Orléans, en Louisiane. He says, ah, oh, notre belle province perdue.
Oh.
Our beautiful lost province.
Yes, that's nice.
I thought that I just cherished that as being such a reflection of the feeling that probably still exists about Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, to get back to the wagon, what is the outside of the wagon wheel called?
The rim.
Do you have a term?
And the hook. The iron outside is the hook on the rim that surrounds the spokes.
Do you have a term that something for something that the traces would hook into?
Not that I know of.
Okay. If a man was carrying a load of wood somewhere, putting it down and picking up more, what would you say he was doing?
He was picking it up and he's moving that wood pile, or he's piling the wood somewhere.
All right. If there was a log across the road and you couldn't pick it up, you might say, I tied a rope to it and I...
And I dragged it.
Okay. What would the farmers use to break ground with?
A plow.
Do you know any different types of plows?
No, all I know is a plow, because we weren't in the country to any extent. Just looking when we passed or when we went for the summer somewhere, you know, just superficially.
Do you know what they used after they used a plow to break the ground up more?
They used a hoe or mattock.
Harrow, do you know that?
I don't know what the harrow is, but I know that it's one of the things that was used for breaking up the ground.
Mm-hmm. And then under the wagon, there's a wheel on each side. That would be the... on a car, too.
Oh, the axle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What would you call an X-shaped frame to put a log on to saw it?
A sawbuck.
Okay. Uh-huh. What if there's an A-shaped thing? There'd be two A's and a board on top?
An A-frame.
Okay. Then you'd straighten your hair using a comb or a...
Or a comb or a brush.
And to do that, you'd say, I'm going to...
Comb my hair and stroke it.
Using the other word, I'm going to...
To just comb my hair.
Using brush, I'm going to...
The brush.
Mm-hmm. All right. You'd sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
Yeah, you'd hone it.
What would you...
Or strop it.
Yes. And to sharpen a knife on a small thing...
Yes, on a stone, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I'd use the word sharpening the knife on.
What would you use to sharpen an axe, a big wheel that turns?
A file.
Is that a wheel?
No, I don't know what the wheel is. Wait a minute. Yes, I know what you mean. I can't think of it. We used to have a smaller one that we used to sharpen.
I would call it a grindstone, but there are other terms for it.
Yeah, that, I think I would call it a grindstone.
Okay. What do you put in a revolver?
A bullet.
Any other term?
Loaded with the cartridge.
Mm-hmm. Then some things that children would play on. A plank that has a child at each end?
Yeah, a seesaw.
Okay. What do you call it when they're playing on one?
They're playing on the seesaw.
Okay. Did you ever see a board that was fixed at both ends and the child jumps up and down in the middle?
No.
I wouldn't think that you would have in this part of the country. How about something that's anchored in the middle and it spins around and you ride on it?
Yeah, merry-go-round.
Are there any other names for that?